This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries that are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. Why should we scientists have all the fun? Why don't you be part of the progress of science by giving us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letter to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, you might be on Science Fantastic. Now, some people say, nah, come on, I have a question, but it's too dumb, too stupid, too childish to put on national television, on national radio. No, I disagree. Because sometimes the most profound questions are the stupidest sounding questions of all. For example, years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked the question, can you outrace a light beam? Such a dumb question. Can you outrace a light beam? Well, that 16-year-old boy spent the next 10 years of his life answering that question. The answer is no. You cannot outrace a light beam. The speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. And that 16-year-old boy, in 10 years, became Albert Einstein. His theory ultimately led to the atomic bomb. It led to the Big Bang theory. It led to what is called modern electronics. Television depends upon the Nobel Prize-winning work of Albert Einstein. Without the photoelectric effect, there'd be no television. Think about what happens when you ask a dumb question. And let's say you're at the dinner table, and your kids ask you a question that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Act dumb? No. You're going to get to the phones and call 612-564-8135. And hey, why not put your kids on the line? Why not put your kids on the telephone and have them ask a question on national radio for a science project? So, in other words, science is for everyone. Science is also the engine of prosperity. Some people say, well, I took science in high school and it was so boring. I mean, I knew I was never going to use it. But you see, science is the engine of prosperity. Think of what our world was like in the 1700s. Life was very short back then. Average lifespan was about 40 years of age. People didn't live long back then because there was no modern medicine. It was backbreaking work living in those eras because people were peasants and farmers. But what happened was science happened. First, we had steam power, which gave us the Industrial Revolution. All of a sudden, we had locomotives instead of trains. All of a sudden, we had telegraph wires instead of yelling out the window. And then the next revolution was the Electric Revolution, which gave us television, radio, instantaneous communication. And the third wave of innovation is the Computer Revolution, giving us the Internet, iPods, iPads, instantaneous telecommunications. And now we're entering the fourth era of innovation, artificial intelligence, nanotech, and biotech. So in other words, science really is the engine of prosperity, also the engine of jobs. The jobs of the future are going to be more scientific. They are going to be more technological. And if you want to keep up, then you have to know some science. Okay, well, once again, the number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic is 612-564-8135. Let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Laurel, and I'm from Kannapolis, North Carolina. I'm not sure if this is a particularly good or interesting question, but I've been wondering if, hypothetically, of course, we could locate other dimensions. What sort of system do you imagine we might use to classify and name them? Thank you.
Well, believe it or not, you ask a question that is at the cutting edge of modern physics. We physicists are hot on the trail of a theory of everything, a quest that was initiated by Einstein himself to find a single theory that would allow him to understand all the laws of the universe. The leading theory is string theory, and that's what I do for a living. In fact, I'm the co-founder of string field theory, one of the main branches of string theory. And you may say to yourself, well, smarty pants, if you're so smart, then how come you guys don't win the Nobel Prize for string theory? Well, string theory makes some outrageous statements about reality that have made physicists shake their heads. It has revolutionized the entire field, but it has also created some skeptics as well. String theory is defined not in three dimensions, but in 10, maybe even 11-dimensional hyperspace. Now, think about it for a moment. We live in a three-dimensional world. We can move forward, backward, left, right, up, down. Children know this. You can only move in three dimensions. But why three? Why not four, five, six? Einstein gave us a fourth dimension of time, but what about a fifth dimension? Well, mystics, religious people, theologians, philosophers have often wondered about higher dimensions, dimensions beyond the three that we're familiar with. This was once considered the province of crackpots and charlatans and mystics, but now it's the province of theoretical physicists who believe that in hyperspace there's enough room to unify all the laws of the universe. You see, in three dimensions, the equations that govern protons and neutrons and gravity, they don't fit. They don't fit in three dimensions. Three dimensions is too small to cram the equations of protons and neutrons and electricity and things like that into one framework. However, once you start to add four, five, six higher dimensions, all of a sudden these other forces meld beautifully into one theory. I have an analogy. Think of flatlanders, people that live on a two-dimensional sheet of paper, thinking that the universe is flat. And the universe started with a crystal, like the Big Bang, a beautiful three-dimensional crystal that shattered, exploded, and fragments landed on this sheet of paper. Well, the people, the flatlanders, living in two dimensions, saw this beautiful object shatter, pieces of falling in their universe, and they decided to reassemble it. Piece by piece, they put the fragments together. But the final touch, the final unification of all the pieces could not fit in two dimensions. Then one day, somebody said, look, if all the pieces of this crystal can fit into two gigantic pieces, but these two gigantic pieces don't fit together, maybe you can move one of them up into the third dimension, put it on top of the other, and it fits into a perfect diamond. Well, the people there said, but wait a minute, there is no such thing as a third dimension. There's only two dimensions. In other words, if you add a higher dimension, you can unify symmetries more beautifully than in a lower dimension. Now, the mystics then asked the question, who lives in these higher dimensions? If you are a being living in a higher dimension, you have the power of a ghost, the power of a spirit. For example, if you live in a higher dimension, looking down on flat land, and you were to, well, I have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we'll talk about what you can do if you are a hyper being looking down from a higher dimension, not from the point of view of a mystic, but from the point of view of a physicist. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Stay tuned as we continue your listener phone calls. This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on the station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Just before the break, we had a phone caller who asked about higher dimensions. Now, normally, a scientist would laugh and snicker, and their eyes would sort of roll up into the heavens saying, oh my God, we have a crackpot calling in. Well, we don't think so anymore. Because in physics, string theory is now the dominant theory to take us beyond Einstein. It's the dominant theory which allows us to unify the forces of nature into a single theory. The problem with string theory, though, is not only is it very difficult to test, but it also predicts that three dimensions is too small to unify all the laws of nature. We need to have higher dimensions, up to 10, maybe even 11 dimensions, in order to describe our universe. Now, if you are a higher dimensional person, like in three dimensions, looking down on Flatland, Flatland only exists in two dimensions on a sheet of paper, you would have the power of a ghost. You would have the power of a god. What could you do? First of all, if you draw a square around Flatlander, he is now in jail. Flatlander cannot escape from a square, because no matter where he moves, he bumps into the square. But you can peel him off two dimensions, and plop him down someplace else outside the square. So in other words, if you have access to a higher dimension, you can walk through walls. You could disappear and reappear someplace else, and you can walk through walls. Now, 150 years ago, many philosophers and theologians asked a simple question. If science allows for the possibility of a higher dimension, and a higher dimensional person can walk through walls, disappear, and reappear, who has that power? Well, ghosts. And then began a romance with the fourth dimension and ghosts. If you read theological short stories and novels written in that period of time, some of them by H.G. Wells, by the way, the famous science fiction writer, you realize that many of these tales were based on angels and ghosts living in higher dimensions. Now, I'm a physicist. We do not necessarily believe that there are ghosts and angels and demons. However, we do believe that the Big Bang, the origin of the universe, took place in a higher dimension. Now, you may say to yourself, but Einstein gave us a picture that the universe is a bubble of some sort. We live on the skin of the bubble, and the bubble is expanding. Yes, that's called the Big Bang Theory, seen on CBS television every week. The Big Bang Theory says the universe is a bubble. We live on the skin of the bubble, and the bubble's expanding. Now, then the question is, what is a bubble expanding into? If the skin of the bubble is two-dimensional, and that's all there is, and you were to ask yourself, what is the bubble expanding into? The question makes no sense, because the bubble is the universe. So how can you expand into something beyond the universe? Well, the answer is now obvious. Another dimension. So if you want to know what the universe is expanding into, the answer is hyperspace. So in other words, think of a bubble bath. The bubble bath has many bubbles. Each bubble is two-dimensional in its surface, but it floats in a higher dimension, the third dimension. And so you now realize that hyperspace could be perhaps the most important advance in all of cosmology, and maybe even theology. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Mark Scherer from Florida. I have another question. My question is, why isn't the universe twice as big as we think it is? If we look in one direction, we're estimating that it's almost 14 billion years old. Why isn't it the same in the opposite direction on the Earth? Thank you very much. I have another question. The standard candle. How do we know exactly that the standard candle is the standard candle? We can look at the Doppler shift and see what it's made out of, and by looking at how much of a shift, we can see how fast it's going and how far it is. But how do we know that all of the standard candles burn at the same rate? That's my question. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Well, you asked some questions that are really at the forefront of modern cosmology and astronomy. First of all, how do we know how far a star is? Because a bright star that is very far away shines an image which is identical to a dim star which is very close. Well, the way we judge distances is with a standard candle. But we need a standard star. A star that you know is brightness no matter how far it is away. We use variable stars. Cepheid variable stars apparently are all the same throughout the galaxy and throughout the universe. And so when we look at variable stars in other galaxies, these variable stars are very easy to see because they go back and forth and back and forth in terms of their light intensity. Very easy to see. And we think they're all the same. Therefore, a Cepheid variable that's very bright is obviously very near. A Cepheid variable that is dim is very far away. Now, this gets us into trouble when we talk about distant galaxies, billions and billions of light years away. We have to use yet another standard candle. And that standard candle is an exploding star. The Type 1a supernova is a supernova that consists of two stars chasing each other, like a dog chasing its tail. One star sucks the lifeblood from the companion star. The original star gets bigger and bigger until it blows up. Now, it turns out that the blowing up process of a star sucking hydrogen from its companion star, we think, is the same throughout the universe. How do we know that? Because we understand the laws of atomic physics. The atomic physics of stars eating up other stars is well established. And we know that when a star eats too much of its companion star, it will explode right on schedule. So the type 1A supernova, we think, is the standard candle by which we judge distances to distant galaxies billions of light years from the planet Earth. And then the other question is, how do we know the age of the universe and the size of the universe? Well, how do we know that the universe is expanding at all? We know this because of the redshift. That is, when yellow light moves away from you, yellow light is stretched. When yellow light moves toward you, yellow light is compressed. Now, when you compress yellow light, it turns bluish. When you expand yellow light, it turns reddish. Therefore, we can judge the distance to a star by looking at how red it is. If a star is very red, and it's normally yellow, we know that it's moving very far away. It's moving away from us. If it's blue shifted, we know that it's moving toward us. So we know the velocity using this measure. Distances can be done by using variable stars. And that's how we calculate the fact that the universe is expanding, and we know how far the stars are away. Now, if you look in one direction and you look in the other direction, you see the same thing. So the universe is not double the size. It's really one size. Now, how big is the universe in its entirety? We don't know. This is quite an embarrassment. But it turns out that Einstein's theory leaves open the possibility that the universe could be a gigantic bubble, or it could be a bubble that is so big that it's actually flat and perhaps even infinite. We don't know at the present time. So the leading theory is called inflation. Inflation says that the Big Bang took place much faster than we previously thought. But does inflation give us an infinite universe or a gigantic bubble universe? Sorry about that. We don't know. It's an unresolved question at the present time. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Well, hi, doctor. My name is Jay Otis. I live in Madison, Wisconsin, in the United States of America. And I just had a question. There's been a lot of speculation that people know the edge of the universe, and I was wondering, how is it known how far the universe is travels out there, how far it actually goes, and does anyone really know or have any definitive way to measure that as we are finding new kinds of planets and stars and galaxies? I was just curious, is there any way to know how far the universe is?
Let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, I'll try to answer the question. Is there an edge to the universe? Does it all end someplace?
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can always get right to us if you call 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a question. What happens when you hit the edge of the universe? I once read a science fiction story where an astronaut went far into outer space until he hit the end of the universe. And sure enough, there was a brick wall out there. And then he looked into the brick wall to see what was beyond. What was beyond the end of the universe? Well, when he came back to Earth, of course, everyone wanted to know, what is beyond the edge of the universe? Well, unfortunately, he went insane. He was just spouting gibberish when he came back, and so the answer was still unclarified. What happens if you hit the end of the universe and then see what is beyond the end of the universe? Well, as I mentioned earlier, there are two possibilities. One is that the universe is closed and is a hypersphere. So if you were an ant on a bubble and you were to journey around the bubble, you would eventually wind up where you started from. So in other words, if you have a telescope on a hypersphere and you look at the farthest star, the farthest star in the universe would be our sun. And then what is the farthest object you could see with a telescope in a bubble universe? Well, the farthest object you could see is the back of somebody's head. And that person looks very suspiciously like your back and your head because you're looking at basically yourself. Light has gone completely around the universe, and so your telescope basically photographs the back of your head. Now, that's if the universe is closed and is bubble-like. But as I mentioned, the leading theory of cosmology that fits all the data is inflation. We had the author of the inflation theory on Science Fantastic, Professor Alan Guth of MIT. He may eventually win the Nobel Prize for inflation theory because it does fit all the data. So I asked Alan, well, if inflation theory fits all the data, then is the universe open or closed? And he said, it's not clear. The data is not yet good enough for us to resolve the question as to whether or not the universe is really flat and infinite in all directions or just really, really big, giving the appearance that it is flat and infinite when it's actually finite. So sorry about that. The latest evidence and latest data do not conclusively give us an answer, but it does answer one question. How can the universe not have an end? In a bubble universe, the universe is infinite in two dimensions, it's infinite because you keep on going in two dimensions, never hit the end. But in three dimensions, it's a bubble. It's finite. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, is there a way to capture carbon in the atmosphere in a meaningful way to change the environment? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question which is at the cutting edge of environmentalists, policymakers, presidents. You're talking about a very crucial question. First of all, the Earth is heating up. Even the so-called skeptics will admit that satellite data, data taken on the Earth, so on and so forth, all indicate that the Earth is heating up. We can debate as to what is driving it, but after the break, we'll try to answer the question, what do we do about the carbon, which some people implicate in causing the Earth to warm up? Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Stay tuned as we continue to explore the universe.
The Genesis Communications Network. G.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Just give us a call at 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe you can join us on national radio. Where we last left off, we had a call coming in concerning carbon. And that is, first of all, the Earth is heating up. Even the so-called skeptics will admit that. Some people say, therefore, it is carbon which is driving it, giving us global warming. Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, for example, will allow sunlight to come in and hit the Earth. But once sunlight hits the Earth, it turns into infrared, and infrared cannot bounce back through the atmosphere. It's caught. It's caught. It's a one-way street. So sunlight comes in, but infrared cannot escape, and therefore that causes the Earth to heat up, according to the global warming theory. Now, the question is, if carbon dioxide is implicated, is it possible to sequester carbon dioxide? And the answer is yes. The question is, how economical is it? So here's a strategy. Coal plants are one of the leading creators of carbon dioxide. However, at a coal plant, you can put extra devices which will extract the carbon dioxide and then allow you to bury it. Some people think, therefore, aha, that could be the problem. Such an easy fix. The price of electricity would rise a bit, but it's a small price to pay if you're worried about the heating of the Earth. The key question is cost. Is it cost effective to do that? At the present time, the answer is not clear. There was a major utility which actually put millions of dollars into an experiment to see whether or not one of its coal plants could sequester its carbon dioxide. Unfortunately, the experiment was terminated before conclusion because costs were rising, and that is not a very good sign. And so at the present time, there is no easy way to sequester carbon dioxide. Some people think that ultimately we may have to pass laws to limit it. But as I said before, one quick and dirty way to solve this whole problem is to somehow sequester carbon dioxide cheaply. So if you want to become famous, if you're an inventor out there and you want to become famous, invent some cheap way to separate out carbon dioxide, especially carbon dioxide from a coal plant. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Ms. Yukaku. My name is Nick, and this is the question. We know that light acts like a wave in the sense of, or acts like waves in the sense of interfering with other. But my question is it correct to think of light as a wave in the sense that, like in water, it isn't particles moving, but rather energy moving through all of those particles' interactions, so that I'm not being hit by particles shot out from the sun, but simply by the energy carried through all of those potential photons in the path between me and the sun, the electromagnetic, and any photons I perceive were basically already there, hidden in the electromagnetic field, and only became perceivable the moment they jumped up and hit me. Is that a better way to think about it, or is it better to think of it as particles traveling through space, or is that already just a well-known thing and I'm a little far behind? Thank you.
Well, you ask it a very embarrassing question that has been the source of a raging debate for over 100 years. For example, many people think that light is a wave, but light will go through a vacuum. But if light goes through a vacuum, then what is waving? A vacuum, by definition, is nothing, but light can effortlessly go past billions and billions of light years of a vacuum called outer space to reach your eyeball. And every time we photograph a distant galaxy, it means that light can travel through nothing. But if light is a wave, then what is waving? This has caused headaches for 150 years. First of all, Newton introduced the idea that light was a particle. Okay? However, the problem with that idea is that light has wave-like properties. So how can you have wave-like properties and particle-like properties at the same time? Well, Einstein comes along and says that, well, it is possible to do this. Light is made out of photons, but the waves are associated with photons. And that's how you get around it. Well, we'll say a few things more after the break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal if you call 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I have a new book coming out in the end of February called The Future of Humanity. Some scientists believe we should become a multi-planet species because we need an insurance policy. It's simply too dangerous to put life on just one planet, meaning that, well, starting next year, we're going to go back to the moon. After a 50-year gap, we're going back to the moon, then to Mars by the mid-1930s, and then, who knows, beyond that, to the solar system. And some people believe that even beyond that, we'll go to the stars. That could be our ultimate destiny, life among the stars. But why not find out about the science, not just the science fiction, but the science behind all these ideas? So go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or Facebook. I have 3 million fans on Facebook, to find out what all the excitement is about. And I'll be on a book tour. Maybe I'll be around to sign your copy of The Future of Humanity. After I sign it, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. Yes, you can actually make money on my book tour. Okay, well, during the break, we had a question about light. Is it a particle or wave? And the answer is, believe it or not, it is both. It is a particle, says Isaac Newton. We call it the photon, a particle of light. But as this particle moves, it oscillates. It has an electric and a magnetic field associated with it. And the electric and the magnetic field vibrate as it moves, but it is a particle. Same thing works for electrons. The electron is a particle, but as it moves, it has wave-like properties. But here's where we get into big trouble. What is waving when the electron is a particle? Well, when the photon is a particle, what waves is the electric and the magnetic field. Okay, so it's both a particle and a wave. But the electron has no electric or magnetic field, so what is waving? This gave a headache to Albert Einstein. What is waving if the electron has wave-like properties? And the answer is, it's the probability of finding the electron. At this point, Einstein went nuts. He says, what? That means you cannot tell where the electron is. That means the electron is fuzzy. The electron is not a particle at all. Well, it is a particle, but it has wave-like fuzziness associated with it. In other words, the electron can be two places at the same time. Well, Einstein thought this was nuts, but this is the quantum theory. Sorry about that. Einstein was wrong in this question. The electron is in some place, both a wave and a particle, meaning that it can be more than one place at the same time. Now, at this point, if your head starts to hurt, well, join the club. We physicists, 50 years after much of these arguments were settled, we're still pondering the question. How can an electron be two places at the same time? How can you be dead and alive at the same time? These are some of the paradoxes that we call quantum mechanics. And if you don't like it, tough. Get used to it. That's just the way the universe is. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Assuming that energy can't be destroyed, but only transformed, what happens to the energy of the human body when it dies? Greg King, South Windsor, Connecticut. Thank you.
Well, you ask a question which goes to the heart of theology, biology. It's a question that, ultimately, science does not answer, because science is based on testable, reproducible, and falsifiable experiments. So, some people have tried to weigh the soul. When a person passes away, does something leave the body? Is the body lighter as a consequence of death? Well, people have tried to measure this, and they come up with nothing. That is, the body seems to weigh the same before and after death. So the body does consist of forces. We have electrical forces, which makes our nerves fire. We have chemical forces. We have forces within our DNA molecule. But as far as death is concerned, we scientists, A, have a hard time defining it, and B, a hard time measuring it. Now, this has legal implications, of course, because, of course, doctors and lawyers want to know the time of death. It's kind of fuzzy, because if you define life as the existence of brain and the mental processes, you can have vegetables. That is, the brain is essentially dead, but the body is still alive. And even today, there are questions as to whether or not you are really alive or dead if your brain is dead, but your body seems to be perfectly healthy. And then what happens if the opposite takes place? What happens if your brain is still alive, but your body is more or less dead? And this happens in brain injuries, where the spinal cord, for example, is severed. The brain is perfectly fine, as, for example, the brain of Stephen Hawking, but the body is literally wasting away. And so these are questions that even the law has difficulties answering. But as far as science is concerned, science has a hard time differentiating between life and death in terms of looking at forces which change. We don't see any change in the body when the body dies. Then the next question is, what happens when people come back from the dead? They have near-death experiences. Some people see a light at the end of the tunnel, but that can be duplicated using a centrifuge. The Air Force has actually been able to induce this effect for its pilots by draining blood from the eye as the pilots are in a dive. They will experience the light at the end of the tunnel. Well, unfortunately, this could go on for quite a while as we discuss theological, legal, and biological questions, but we are out of time. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can be on national radio. So join us every week on Science Fantastic with Professor.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.